主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来分享这篇信息，生命的抉择。
Let us share the message of life's choices.
人生需要面对许多的选择。
In our lives, we face many choices.
除了不能够选择我们出生在什么地方。
Aside from being unable to choose where we were born.
也不能够选择要几时死。
Or choosing the time of our deaths.
其他的都需要我们去做选择的。
We need to make choices in all other aspects.
比如我们选择学校。
For example, choosing a school of our choice.
我们也选择要读什么科系。
We also choose our field of study.
毕业后我们要选择工作，要做什么工。
And after graduation, we need to choose a job.
然后呢，我们要选择我们的婚姻。
We also have to make a choice in our marriage.
这些全部都是要我们去做一个选择的。
All of these require us to make a choice.
这些选择都会影响我们的生活。
And these choices will all affect our life.
但不会影响我们的生命。
However, it will not affect our
生命
life.
所以人生最大的选择是什么呢？
So what is the greatest choice in our life?
人生最大的选择就是生命的抉择。
The greatest decision we have to make is the choice of life.
因为它关乎到我们的生命。
Because it concerns our life.
因为它关乎到生命的生或死。
Because it concerns life and death.
所以我们不单只要做许多的选择。
Therefore, aside from making many decisions,
更重要的是要做生命的选择。
We need to make a choice in life.
今天我们就从圣经上来学习来看。生命的抉择。
And today from the Bible, let us study life's choices.
第一个选择。
The first choice.
神的话摆在我们面前。
And the word of God is before us.
可是鬼的话也摆在我们面前。
But the word of Satan is also before us.
这时候你要选择听神的话还是听鬼的话呢？
So at this moment, do you choose to listen to the word of God or Satan?
神的话就在我们面，就摆在我们面前呢。
The word of God is placed right before you.
你要选择要听谁的话呢？
Who will you choose to listen to?
我们来看伊甸园的选择，最初的选择。
Let us look at the initial decision made in the Garden of Eden.
请看创世纪的第二章。
Let us refer to Genesis chapter 2.
我们读十六节到十七节。
Verses 16 to 17.
十六一二三，耶和华神吩咐他说。树上，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃；只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。神的话就摆在始祖亚当的面前。
The word of God was placed before our forefather Adam.
而且讲得很清楚。
And his word was clear.
不会复杂，也不用什么高知识才能够明白。
It wasn't complicated and didn't require a lot of knowledge.
神对他说：“园中树上所有的果子你都可以吃，不单只可以吃，而且可以随意吃。随意吃就是你想吃就吃，不想吃就不吃，随你。”
So he could freely eat of every tree of the garden.
而且没有限定你一天吃多少，你想吃多少你就吃多少。
And the Lord did not limit him on how many foods he could eat.
那是很自由的呀。
So he had a lot of freedom.
那第二句话呢是，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
But the second statement, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
你看神的话是不是很清楚？什么可以吃，什么不可以吃
？Wasn't the word of God clear on which food he could eat?
而且为什么不可以吃
？And why was he not allowed to eat it?
神也解释得很清楚。
God told him clearly.
因为你吃的日子必定死，一定会死。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
如果神没有讲出那个后果，我不知道呀。
If the Lord did not tell him of the consequences,
我以为没有这么严重啊。
I can say that I do not know.
所以我去吃啊。
Which was why.
因为你没有告诉我那个严重性，那个后果是什么，你没有告诉我，我不知道，我不清楚。
Because you did not tell me how severe the consequences would be.
但你今天没有理由好讲。
But today you have no excuse.
因为主耶稣讲神讲很清楚，吃一定死。
Because the Lord has made it clear that you shall surely die.
你听到的，你明白的， 你很清楚的。
You have heard it and you have understood it, and it is clear to you.
那个是神的话摆在我们的面前。
This is the word of the Lord placed right before us.
那跟着我们看到鬼的话也摆在我们的面前。
Next, the word of Satan will also be served to us.
第三章的第一节。
In chapter 3, verse 1.
哦，这里说蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中树上所有的果子吗？那个鬼哦，鬼看那个蛇。魔鬼附在蛇身上，叫蛇讲鬼魔的道理，讲鬼的话。
So through the serpent, Satan was able to speak his words.
那跟着我们很熟悉，这里面呢有一堆有一篇鬼魔的道理，魔鬼讲的道理。
So we are very familiar with the teachings imparted by Satan here.
那当中的过程我就不用说了，因为我们很清楚的。
Since we are familiar, I will not go through the process.
他开始是关心你的，是关心你的。
So initially, they will show care and concern to you.
神真的说不可以吃吗？
Has God indeed said that you shall not eat of it?
还是你听错了呢？
Or have you heard wrongly?
根本神没有这样做，没有这样错，是不是呀？
Perhaps the Lord has not actually said that.
是你自己太敏感、太紧张，是不是呀？
Perhaps you have been too sensitive.
开始让你动摇神的话。
And he will cause you to waver the word of God.
跟着呢，就用更大的引诱去引诱你了。
And next, they will offer a greater temptation.
因为你吃吃了，你变好像神这样。
Because after eating it, you will be like God.
哇，这个是更加诱惑了，更大的试探了。
This is a greater temptation.
谁不想做神呢？
Who wouldn't want to be God?
我也想做神啊。
Even I want to be
God. 如果我是神，我就不用遵守神的律法，我不用遵守。
If I were God, I wouldn't need to obey His commandments.
甚至我也不用去敬拜神。
I do not even need to worship Him.
而且我可以规定要怎么样敬拜神，我可以规定要怎么样说怎么样的律法，我自己规定。
I can even set laws deciding how people are supposed to worship God.
因为我是神啊。
Because I would be God.
今天的世人的心态不是这样吗？为什么要听神呢？为什么我不能够自己规定、自己决定呢？
Isn't this the attitude of the people of the world where they need to decide for their own?
这件事情告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
神的话摆在我们的面前。
The word of God is before us.
清清楚楚。
It is very clear.
鬼的话，鬼的道理也摆在我们面前。
The word of Satan is also before us.
今天这个社会，这个基督教界，许多鬼魔的道理似是而非的。
Today in Christianity, there's many words of Satan.
那么，你选择。
So you need to make a choice.
你要听神的话，还是要听鬼的话？你选择。
Whether to choose the word of God or Satan.
请看这个提摩太前书四章。
Let us refer to 1 Timothy
这个是圣灵在预言将来末世的日子有很多鬼魔道理出现。
This is the prophecy of the Holy Spirit about the word of Satan.
我们要非常的谨慎小心
Therefore, we must be very wary.
听起来 好像是道理，而且都是很有爱心的。
It may seem like the word of God, and it may seem to be out of love.
其实是鬼魔的道理来的，是鬼的话来的。
This is the word of Satan.
请看提摩太前书四章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
来，四章一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
圣灵明说一二三，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离去真道。听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，为什么将来幕后会有很多人离开真理呢？
Why will many depart from the faith?
为什么不听主耶稣的话呢？
Well, why won't they listen to the word
of God? 因为他们选择听从引诱人邪灵的道理，鬼魔的道理。
Because they choose to heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
神的真理，离开真理。以及鬼魔的道理，这两个就摆在你面前你选择呀。
The truth of God and the doctrines of demons will be before you for you to choose.
但是圣灵说，一定有人离开真理，选择听鬼的话。
But the Bible tells us that surely someone will choose the doctrines of demons.
真耶稣教会所传的道理都是真神的道理，都是神的道理。
The word preached by the true Jesus Church is
the word of God. 我们所信的是神所启示，是圣灵所带领的。
Our belief is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这些使我们的生命得救。
And this allows us to, for our lives to be saved.
我们称为共信之道，一共同相信的道理。
So that we have one shared belief.
所以无论是东半球还是西半球, 是东方还是西方,
Therefore,
凡是真耶稣教会都是一样的道理。
Whether in the Eastern or the Western Hemisphere, the True Jesus Church preaches the same gospel.
从来没有说马来西亚的真耶稣教会说要洗礼赦罪，那么美国的真耶稣教会说哦不用的，你信就好，绝对没有这样的事情，没有这样的道理。
It wouldn't be like if Malaysia says that baptism forgives us of our sins, another church from a different country can say otherwise.
无论是印度还是日本。
Regardless of whether it is in India or Japan,
我们的真耶稣教会道理只有一个,
there's only one truth.
同样的共同相信的,只有这共同的信仰。
There's only one shared belief in True Jesus Church.
如果那个真耶稣教会,他传出来的道理,他讲的道理不一样的,
if a different truth is preached by one of our churches,
他已经不是真耶稣教会,
that church is no longer part of the True Jesus Church.
他已经离开了神的道理，离开了神的教会。
Because they have departed from the truth of God.
今天许多教会一些人研究出来了一些新的道理。
Today, many people are able to come out with new teachings.
而且这些研究出来的道理都不是我们全球的共信之道。
And these teachings do not support our common shared beliefs across the world.
只是几个人，甚至一个人自己研究出来的道理。
This is the result of the study of one or two people.
造成教会许多的纷争，甚至是分裂。
And this causes many divisions and even churches splitting from our church.
我们要坚信神所启示的，圣灵所带领的。
We must persevere and truly believe in what has been revealed by the Holy Spirit.
不是相信人研究出来的，研究出来跟圣灵启示怎么会一样呢？
Instead of the research outcome of humans.
今天很多跟我们初信时的信仰不一样的，都是研究出来的。
Many new teachings today are the result of this research that are different from our initial beliefs.
凭着自己，有一些学问，一些神学的知识，或者懂一些言文，研究出来那新的道理。
Because they have some knowledge in the original text, and based on their own knowledge, they are able to come up with new teachings. Be aware, because these are the doctrines of demons.
就真的像圣灵预言说的，必有人离去真道，听从那些鬼魔的道理。 那不是神的道理来的。
Just like what has been prophesied by the Holy Spirit, some will depart from the faith because of this doctrine.
最明显、最真实的例子就是魔鬼论、魔鬼自存论这篇道理。
So the most obvious example is the theory of Satan.
现在越来越清楚，简直就是鬼魔的道理。
And it is clear that this is the doctrine of demons.
但你知道造成教会多少伤害，多少人跌倒死亡啊？多少人离开真教会，你知道吗？
How many people have been harmed and how many have departed because of this?
第一个，生命的选择。
The second choice in our life.
第一个啊。
The first choice.
就是神的话摆在我们面前，鬼的话也摆在我们面前，你选择。
The first choice is choosing between the word of God and the word of Satan that has been placed before us.
那第二个生命的道路是什么？第二个选择是什么呢？
And what is the second choice?
选择生命的道路，还是选择走死亡的道路？
It is choosing between the path of life or the path to death.
我们看马太福音书第七章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音书第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
我们读13到14节
Verses 13 and 14
1:3，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。有两条路，这两条路就摆在我们的面前。
There are two paths, two ways set before us.
主耶稣告诉我们说， 有两条路，你要做一个正确的选择。The
Lord Jesus has told us that we need to make the correct choice between the two.
一条叫做灭亡之路。One
is the path to destruction.
一条叫做永生之路。And
the other is the path to eternal life.
这两条路都摆在我们的面前。These
two paths and ways are set before us.
一条是从这个世界走到地里面去。
One brings us from the world to hell.
另一条是从这个世界走到天国去。
Another leads us from the world to heaven.
两条路都是在这个世界的，都在我们的脚前，在这个世界里。
These two paths and ways are set before us.
就在你的脚前，你选择。
They are placed before our feet for us to make a choice.
按照我们人类的知识以及人类的聪明。
Relying on our own intellect and intelligence.
就算没有读到书，也一定会选择生命的道路嘛。
Even without studying, we would choose the path of life.
没有人会选择死亡道路，有谁愿意去死呢？
Who would choose a path that leads to death?
大家都这么怕死，当然不会选择死亡道路的。
Since we are all afraid of death, we wouldn't choose this path.
但是主耶稣告诉我们答案。
But the Lord Jesus has told us the answer.
许多人选择死亡道路。
Many will choose the path to death.
不愿意选择这个生命的道路。
They refuse to choose the path of life.
原因在哪里呢？
And what is the reason?
难道他们没有头脑，不会分辨吗？不知道什么是生命，什么是死亡吗？
Are they not intelligent to distinguish between life and death?
主耶稣说，原因是因为死亡的路是大路。生命的路是小路。
According to the Lord Jesus, this is because the path of death is the broad gate.
死亡的门是宽大的。那么天国的门是窄门来的。
The gate to death is broad, whereas the gate to heaven is narrow.
原来人喜欢容易的，不用付出代价的，容易走的。
It turns out that mankind prefer the easier path.
而且人也喜欢选择我喜欢的。
They prefer to make their own choices.
有谁喜欢辛苦呢？有谁喜欢哈走这条路走得很辛苦，走得满身伤痕，走得背十字架呢？谁要呀
？Who would want a path that leads them to a lot of harm and injury？
主耶稣告诉我们
，The Lord Jesus tells us，
背着十字架走天国路
，To carry the cross and walk the path to heaven，
还是背着金银财宝来走世界的路。
Or has he instructed us to carry our wealth and gold?
耶稣有没有讲过这篇道理？
Has the Lord Jesus told us of this teaching?
请看马太福音书十六章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 16,
24节
verse 24.
1-3，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，然后呢，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”这里要走天国路啊，要进天国，要背十字架来走的。
In order to enter heaven, we need to carry our cross.
那另一条路呢，是背着金银财宝来走的。
And the other path, is walked on with riches and gold.
看二十六节。
In verse 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？这里说人赚得全世界，就是背着很多的财宝。荣华富贵，来走这个世界的路。
By gaining the whole world, it means to gain all the glory and riches of the world and walk the path of the world.
结果赔上自己的生命。
But they would lose their own soul.
一个是背着十字架走天国路，一个是背着金银财宝走世界路。这两条路你选择。
On one hand, we have to carry the cross to walk the path to heaven. On the other hand, it is to carry these riches to walk the path of this world.
你要背十字架，还是要背金银财宝？你选择呀。
Do you want to carry the cross or the riches of the world?
但是金银财宝是让我们灭亡的。
But the riches of the world will cause you to perish.
背十字架是让我们进入天国得救的。
Whereas carrying the cross will lead us to salvation.
这些道理不是我们不懂。
It is not that we do not know these teachings. 这些道理时常都在讲。These teachings are often imparted.
现在你选择。
But now we have to make a choice.
第三个选择。
The third choice.
要选择进入神的羊圈，还是选择别的羊圈？
It is to choose to enter the flock of the Lord or other foes.
我们来看约翰福音书第十章。
Let us refer to John chapter 10.
约翰福音书第十章。
John chapter 10.
这第三个选择就是你要选择神的教会，还是选择别的教会。
The third choice is to choose between the Church of God and other churches.
都是你选择哦。
It is all up to you.
请看约翰福音书十章十六节。
John chapter 10 verse 16.
1-3，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，但呢，我必须领他们来。他们也要听我的声音， 并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。那前面第前面说神的羊会听神的声音啊。
In the previous verses, it says that the sheep of God will heed His voice.
神的羊会听神的声音。
The sheep of God will listen to His voice.
那主耶稣说他另外有羊，就是指外邦人。
The Lord also said that He has other sheep, referring to the Gentiles.
我们就是以前就是外邦人，不是这圈里的，不是这个神家里面的人。
In the past, we were Gentiles. We were not part of this fold.
神把我们带进这个羊圈，这个神的国，神的家里面。
But the Lord has brought us into His fold.
那我们为什么会进入到神的家、神的殿、神的羊圈呢
？So why have we entered His house and His fold?
因为主耶稣说。他们要听我的声音，因为他们听我的声音啊。
It is because we hear His voice.
如果当初我们不听主的声音，不听主耶稣所讲的，我们不可能会进来的。
If we did not initially listen to His voice, we would not have entered.
就算进了来，我们不听神的话，不听耶稣的道理、耶稣的份，我们也会离开的。
If we do not listen to His voice after entering the fold, we would also depart.
然后主耶稣说，进到来呢，要合成一群，然后归一个牧人，只有一个牧人在带领我们，在牧养我们。
After entering this fold, we will become one flock and be led by one shepherd.
这个牧人，大牧人就是主耶稣自己亲自牧养我们。
And this great shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那意思就是说，你要主耶稣牧养你，还是要牧师来牧养你？你选择。
In other words, do you want Jesus Christ to pastor you, or do you want to be pastored by the pastors?
主耶稣牧养我们，就是我们要绝对听耶稣的，照耶稣的话来做的。
If the Lord Jesus passes us, we need to listen to His word.
不能说不听的。
We have to do according to His word.
如果是选择牧师牧养我们，那就是牧师会照你要的来牧养你，照你喜欢的来牧养你。
However, if we choose other pastors, they would pastor us according to our own liking.
你不需要听耶稣的。
We wouldn't need to listen to Jesus.
甚至也不需要听牧师的。
You do not even need to listen to your pastor.
牧师会听你的。
Because your pastor
will listen to you. 让你所要的不断的满足你，祝福你。
According to what you wish, they will satisfy you to make you content.
你要选择哪一个？
So which will you choose?
哇，他都祝福我的，他都听我的，照我的意思做的。
Oh, he is listening to me and is following all my.
所以很多人要选择牧师牧养啊。
Therefore, many of us would choose the pastor.
如果你选择主耶稣是你的牧者，耶稣牧养你，那你变成你要听耶稣的呀。耶稣不可能是听你的呀。
If you choose Jesus Christ as your pastor, you have to listen to him because Jesus will not
listen to you. 真耶稣教会就是听耶稣的教会，听耶稣讲的教会。
But the true Jesus Church is a church that listens to Jesus Christ.
因为真耶稣教的牧人，真正的牧人，大牧人就是主耶稣牧养我们。
Because the true shepherd of our church is the Lord Jesus.
所以一些人进到来，哎呦，不好玩的，哎呦，这个全部都要照耶稣的吩咐，全部都是要听耶稣，没有我的意见的，我的意见都被丢到一边的，跑掉了。其他的教会很好啊，其他教会都什么都可以的呀。
Therefore, some people claim that our church is no fun because we have to listen to the word of God in all aspects.
主耶稣带领我们进入真教会哦，有个关键性的原因哦，就是在十六节里面的下半段。
A key reason of bringing us into his church is recorded in the middle of verse 16.
这里说，我必须领他们来，为什么？因为他们听我的声音，这个是关键词来的。
Then,
因为他们听我的声音。
Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice.
如果我们不听这些羊不听耶稣的声音，耶稣也没有，也不可能把我们带进来，也带不进来，因为我们不听呢。
If we as sheep do not listen to his word, he cannot bring us in because we do not hear his voice.
所以有些信徒，有些羊呢，进入神的殿过后呢，他就永远都不离开。
After entering the temple of God, some of these sheep never depart.
虽然遭受很多的攻击，撒旦的攻击跟苦难跟磨练。
Despite enduring a lot of suffering and attacks from Satan,
甚至被人家讥笑, 被人家误会。
They're even mocked and misunderstood by others.
他们都坚持到底，一直到他们的生命结束都不离开。
But they still persevere until the end of their life.
因为他们选择听主的声音。
Because they choose to listen to the voice of God.
有很多人跟他们讲人的声音，人的意见，人的道理。
Many people tell them of the voice of humans.
他们完全不接受，完全不听从，完全拒绝。
But they reject all these other teachings.
对不起，我只听耶稣的声音，我只听耶稣吩咐的，我只听耶稣所讲的。
I'm sorry, I only listen to the voice, instructions, and word of Jesus.
可是进来的一些羊呢？
But some are the sheep who have entered.
也后来离开了。
Depart
in the end. 因为他听人的声音。
Because they listen to the voice of man.
他已经不再听耶稣的声音了。
They no longer listen to the word of Jesus.
所以第三个选择。
Therefore, the third choice.
哦，神的声音跟人的声音，你选择要听谁的？
The voice of Jesus and the voice of man, of which we choose.
神的教会跟人的教会，请问你要选择哪一间教会？
Between the church of God and the church of man, which will you choose?
我们进入到第四个选择。
Now, this is leading up to the fourth choice.
你选择要侍奉真神，还是要侍奉偶像呢？
Will you choose to worship a true God or idols?
我们看耶稣雅记的24章。
Let us refer to Joshua chapter 24.
耶稣雅是以色列的民族英雄，也是信仰的勇士，信仰的战士。
Joshua was a warrior and a hero in the Israelites' faith.
他从旷野40年的道路进入迦南的时候，就是他带领带头打进去的，不断的攻进去的。
After 40 years in the wilderness, he was the one who led them into the land of Canaan.
他是真正神国的战士，神国的勇士来的。
He was a true hero and warrior of the kingdom of God.
因为那时摩西也死了，摩西也不能够进迦南了。
Because at that time Moses had passed away and he couldn't
enter Canaan. 留下来谁带领以色列人进迦南呢？就是耶稣呀。
And the only one left to lead them into Canaan was Joshua.
那时大家都尊重他，大家都服从他，大家都跟随他。
At that time, everyone obeyed and respected him.
可是到他年老的时候
，However, in his old age,
他说出了一句，他召开以色列民的全国会议，全国的大聚会大会议。
He summoned all of the Israelites.
说出了他很悲伤的话。
And he said a very sorrowful statement.
是一个很无可奈何、很无奈的一句话。
It was something that made him feel utterly helpless.
他到底说什么呢？
And what exactly did he say?
看耶稣雅记24章。
Let us refer to Joshua chapter 24.
14节。
Verse 14.
1-3。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心诚意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。15节。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择你们所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，还是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我还有我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。你知道耶稣要讲这句话的时候，要他们做选择的时候，你知道他的心是多么的痛苦，知道吗？
Do you know how much suffering he endured when he asked them to make a choice?
因为他带领着 这新一代的以色列民，现在也已经老了，有的已经去世了。
After leading this new generation of Israelites, they have also turned old and perished.
他自己也年老了，也将要离世了。
Even he himself was of old age.
他却发现到新一代的以色列民的信仰已经堕落了，已经选择拜偶像了。
And he realized that the faith of the newest generation of Israelites had fallen. They were worshiping idols.
而且不是几个，是很多。
It was not just a few, but many.
他没办法改变他们。
He had no way of changing them.
他没办法去影响他们。
He could not change or influence them.
他也没有办法再去讲他们。
He couldn't also convince them.
那结果怎么办呢?
So, what did he do?
你们选择了，我不知道要怎么带领你们了，我也不知道还要再讲什么，我不会讲了，我也不会再带领了，也不懂怎么带了，你们选择。
Therefore, he told them to make the choice themselves because he did not know how else he could convince them.
你们要选择拜偶像呢，还是要选择侍奉耶和华神呢？你们选择呀。
Will you choose to worship idols or the Lord your God?
当一个领导人，最高的领导人讲这样的话的时候，那是多么的无可奈何。
If a leader in the highest position says this, they are utterly helpless.
他看在眼里，他痛在心里，而且又没有办法去改变他们，因为他们不听啊。
Although he is able to see the situation, he cannot do anything about it because they refuse to listen.
他又是他们的领袖啊,
but he is still their leader.
可是他又没有办法带领他们啊,
but he had no way of leading them.
那怎么办?
So what could he do?
一直骂也不是办法, 一直骂, 骂到几时呢?
He couldn't scold them over and over
骂人家也不理你啊,
again. 骂人家也不理你啊, even if he scolded them,
好,
they wouldn't listen.
你们选择,
so you choose.
最后就是选择啊。
And in the end, they chose.
所以我说，耶稣呀，他这样讲的时候，他的心是很痛的，很无可奈何的。
Therefore, he was in great pain when he asked them this question.
但是我们看到他在悲伤中仍然坚持一生侍奉神，坚持对神忠心。
However, despite his sorrow, he persevered and remained faithful to God until the end.
这个让我们明白，到最后我们真的改变不了其他人的时候，我们改变不了他们，影响不了他们，至少我们自己要坚持我们自己的信仰。
This allows us to understand, even if we are unable to change others, we should hold on to our own faith.
至少我要带领我自己的家人，我要带领我自己的家庭敬拜神，这个你至少要做到。
At the very least, I need to lead my own household to worship God.
别人的家庭我已经管不到了，我也不是他家里的人，他们也不听我。
I am unable to manage the household of others. They also refuse to listen to me.
那至于我呢，和我的家庭，我们一定侍奉神。这个是我要带领的，这是我要坚持的，这是我要努力的，这是我无论怎样我都要做到的。
But as for
我带领我的家庭,
and my house, we will serve the Lord regardless of the situation.
结果我们在这里看到，侍奉神，坚持侍奉神。 还是去放弃神去拜偶像，你选择。
Here we need to make a choice between worshiping our true God or worshiping idols.
末世撒旦最大的迷惑就是偶像。
In the end times, the greatest temptation from Satan is idols.
而且是那个偶像就是金钱那个马门。
And this idol refers to mammon, which is wealth and money.
因为他们看到拜偶像哦，拜金钱哦，可以得福乐，甚至得享乐，得祝福。
Because through worshipping wealth, we are able to receive enjoyment.
那从耶稣亚一直影响到耶利米先知时代哦。
And from the time of Joshua until the time of Prophet Jeremiah,
仍然在拜，选择拜偶像哦。
The people still chose to worship idols.
请看耶利米书44章。
Let us refer to Jeremiah chapter
44. 我们读15节到19节。
Let us read verses 15 to 19.
请注意读哦，一二三。 那些住在埃及地巴特罗知道自己妻子向别神烧香的，以旁边站立的众妇女聚集成群，回答耶利米说：“论到你奉耶和华的名向我们所说的话，我们不听从。”这里说有一大群妇女啊，向别神烧香的那一群妇女。
Here it says that there were a group of wives who burned incense to other gods.
还有站在旁边的另一群妇女。
And there was also another group of women who stood by.
这两群妇女合在一起回答耶利米说：“你叫我们侍奉神，你奉神的名向我们说话，说讲道理，我们不听从。”
These two group of women gathered together and replied Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that you've spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you.
他们不听神的话, 耶利米说的话, 他们要听谁的话呢?
If they refuse to listen to Jeremiah, who would they listen to?
答案在17节。
The answer is in verse 17.
他们说, 我们一定要成就我们口中所说的一切话。 他们说什么呢? 我们要向天后来烧香, 我们要交奠祭, 啊, 而且呢, 要按照我们的列祖, 我们的君王, 我们的首领, 我们的长老, 犹大城邑中的那些领导人, 向他们素常所行的, 拜偶像, 我们要学跟他们一样。
So they said, we will certainly burn incense to the Queen of Heaven just as our forefathers have done.
请注意哦, 我们的列祖就是这样拜偶像的, 我们的君王也是这样拜偶像的, 我们的长老犹大的那些首领也是这样拜偶像的, 我们跟他们一样呀。
Our fathers, our kings, our leaders, and our everyone before us did this.
你,
we are the same as them.
看到吗? 这里说, 耶路撒冷的街市上, 在犹大的城邑中, 耶路撒冷的街道上, 素常所行的一样, 就是到处都是拜偶像。
It said that this was done in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. This was very common.
而且更勾利的他说, 那时我们在拜偶像的时候啊, 我们吃饱饭, 我们享富乐, 我们没有见到灾难啊, 也没有看到神审判我们啊, 没有。
And worse still, they said, for then, when we worship idols, we had plenty of food, we were well off,
哇,
and saw no trouble.
这个才够力哦, 这个。
So this is a true disaster.
我们拜偶像没有灾难, 我们拜偶像, 我们吃得饱, 我们拜偶像, 我们享受呀,
when we worship idols, we were well off, we had plenty of food, and we have a lot of pleasures and enjoyment.
你看18节,
now in verse 18,
也是很够力的,
this is also a serious statement.
自从我们停止向天后烧香, 哦, 拜偶像, 我们倒缺乏一切, 哦,
but since,
甚至遇到一切灾难饥荒, 哦, 因为我们停止拜偶像。
But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and worshipping idols, we lacked everything and have been consumed by sword and famine. Is this not a very serious? This group of women answered Jeremiah,
你叫我们不要拜偶像, 要拜耶和华神。 我们现在不拜了，我们有灾难；我们不拜了，我们没有享受；我们现在不拜了，我们贫穷。
They told him, "You ask us."
那你要你到底要拜哪个？要拜谁呢？
You ask us to worship God, but when we stop worshiping idols, we are poor, we have no food.
所以他们选择拜偶像，
therefore,
因为偶像给他们金银财宝。
They chose to worship idols because idols gave them wealth and gold.
这是魔鬼现在引诱我们末世信徒最大的引诱，最大的问题。
This is the greatest problem in the temptation of Satan in the end times.
所以耶稣说，末世哦，最大的偶像就是马门，就是财力啦，经营那些财富啊。
Therefore, Jesus said, the greatest idol in the end times is mammon, which is wealth and gold.
你选择要拜耶和华独一真神，还是拜马门？你选择。
So we have to choose if we want to worship our true God.
好，最后还有一点时间，我讲一讲第五个选择。
Since we have a bit of time, let me tell you about the fifth choice.
你选择迦南地，选择住在迦南地，还是选择住在所多玛？
Will you choose to dwell in the land of Canaan or the land of Sodom?
简单说，你要选择住在这个世界。 还是选择住在天国？
To put it simply, do you choose to live in this world or live in the heavenly kingdom?
这个是罗德的选择。
This is the decision of Lot.
那是几千年，我们看到古圣徒罗德的选择，几千年。
So, this is the decision of an ancient believer thousands of years ago.
但是我发现几千年后的末世的信徒， 也跟罗德的选择一样，一样跟罗德选择一样。
Of years later, we as believers of Christ are making the same decision.
我们看十三章，时间关系，我们自借读第十节到十一节。自借读十节到十一节。啊，第几章啊？创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
十节到十一节。
Verses 10-11.
第三。 罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原， 知道所耳，哎呦，都是滋润的，美美的。那地在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄摩拉以先哦，如同耶和华的颜子，也像埃及地啊！我的天哪、啊！十一节，于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分裂。这是我们很熟悉的罗德选择所多玛。
This is a choice we are familiar in which Lot chose Sodom.
那这里有一个很特别的描述，
here,
很传神的描述。
Here there's a very special description.
他为什么会离开神所允许的迦南地？
Why did he choose to depart from the land of Canaan?
他为什么会搬到所多玛去？
Why did he choose to go to Sodom?
有一句话很传神的表达说，因为罗德看所多玛的时候，看所多玛的时候，好像神的颜子。
Because when
好像神的颜子就像伊甸园呐、啊，
when,
请注意哦，神的颜子就是指伊甸园哦。
When Lot saw the land of Sodom, it was like the garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面是很美的哦，有金银财宝的哦。
With treasures and gold inside.
你看那个创世纪那个伊甸园里面有很多玛瑙、珠宝，还有很多什么蓝宝、什么宝石，什么有没有？那边有记录啊。
So,
那个第二章啊。
So in Genesis chapter 2, it records about all the treasures.
有珍珠，有红玛瑙啊，哇，都有很多珠宝啊。
All the precious stones that were in the Garden of Eden.
有很多果树啊，很丰富啊。
There were also many fruit trees.
但是同时呢，除了像神的颜子，同时也像埃及地哦。
Aside from being like the Garden of Eden, it also resembled the land of Egypt.
他去过埃及，所以他知道埃及是怎样的，你知道吗？他去过埃及的，知道吗
？Lot had been to Egypt, so he knew what Egypt was like.
你看十三章，他就是从埃及回来的、啊，跟亚伯拉罕。
In chapter 13, he was just returning from Egypt.
如果他没有下过埃及，他不知道埃及多美，多舒服，他不知道。
Had he not been there, he wouldn't know how comfortable Egypt was.
他去过了，他知道埃及很多节目很繁华，
But after being there,
很多机会赚钱呐、啊。
He knew how glorious Egypt was and the opportunities to make money.
只要你努力，只要你有头脑，你就可以发达，你就可以成功。
As long as you work hard, as long as you are intelligent, you will be successful.
他看到所多玛也是这样哦。又像神的颜值，伊甸园，又像埃及的那个那种繁华财富，两样都有。
Just like Egypt, and it was also like the Garden of Eden. It had both characteristics.
所以呢，他天国也要，世界也要。
Therefore, he wanted both the heavenly kingdom and the world.
哪有这样的地方？哪有这样的道理？所多玛就有这样的道理啊，所多玛就有这样的环境啊，又像神的颜子，又像埃及，天国世界都有。
Is there truly such a place? Yes, the land of Sodom is like the kingdom of God and also like the world.
所多玛像神的颜子吗？这是你自己讲的是吗？这是你自己看的是吗？谁跟你讲所多玛像神的颜子？他自己想的啦，他自己看成这样的啦。
Was Sodom truly like the garden of the Lord? It was actually his own perception.
当一个人的心哦不敬畏神的时候，贪钱财的时候
，If a person is greedy for the world,
他就会一脚大两船，一脚大两船，是吗？一脚大两船。
Their best to get the best of both worlds.
天国也要，世界也要。
They want both the world and the heavenly kingdom.
而且看的东西，这都是神的颜子，很美丽，没问题。
All that they see is beautiful to their eyes.
这是他第一次，
of the Lord.
他第一次选择。
So that was his first
choice. 我要讲的就是他进入到第二次的选择，神在给他第二次机会选择。
Later on, the Lord allowed him to make a second choice.
当神毁灭所多玛的时候。
When the Lord destroyed Sodom,
圣经说他不愿意出来。
The Bible tells us that he was reluctant to depart from Sodom.
是神怜悯他们一家人，天使一手拉住他，一手拉住他的妻子，这样拉他们拖出来的。那说明他们不想走。
But the Lord had mercy on them, and the angel of the Lord dragged him and his wife.
然后出来的时候，天使交代：第一，不可回头看。
When they were departing, the angel told them not to turn back.
这是在创世纪十九章十七节。
This is in chapter 19, verse 17.
啊，然后呢，不可以在平原站住，不可以站在平原。
And they cannot stay anywhere in the plain.
要往山上跑。
They had to escape to the mountains.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why?
免得你被剿灭。
Lest they be destroyed.
如果你回头看。
If you turn back.
如果你站在平原。
If you stand in the plain.
你会死。
You will die.
你唯一救你的就是往山上跑。
The only thing that will rescue you is if you run through the mountain.
这个是天使跟他讲救命的方法，救命的这条道路，要怎么可以救命？
The angel told him of the path to his salvation.
很简单，就是往山上跑，一直往山上跑就对了。
It is simple. All you have to do is escape to the mountains.
可是罗德对天使讲什么呢？
But what did Lot tell the angel?
十八节，来。
Let us read verse 18.
创世纪十九章十八节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 18.
罗德对他们说，对天使说，我主啊，不要这样啦，这样很难呢。
Please,
你这样为难我，我做不到呢。
Why are you troubling me? I cannot do this.
十九节
，verse 19.
你仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩了，哦，你又向我显出这么大的慈爱，救我的性命，我不能够逃到山上去了。恐怕我还没有到山上，我灾祸就临到我就死了。你看他在讲什么？你看他在讲什么？他乱讲，他在乱讲话。
Look at the words that he was saying.
你发现到他乱讲话在哪里吗
？So when did he?
天使说，你看你发现到他乱讲话在哪里吗
？So when did he start talking simply?
天使说往山上跑，你就可以保命，你就不会死。往山上跑就绝对不会死。
The angel guaranteed that as long as you escape to the mountains, you will not be destroyed.
我还没有逃到山上，因为太远了。上山太辛苦了，我还没有到山上，我就死掉了。
But he said that, oh, I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil take me and die.
你看他讲的话跟天使讲的话刚好是相反的。
So his words were opposite to that of the angel.
天使说往山上跑才可以救命。
The angel told him, if you escape to the mountains, you can be saved. In other words, you will not perish.
他说不能。
But he said that I cannot do this.
因为我还没有到山上，我就死掉了。
Because before I even reach the mountains, I will perish, and calamity will be upon me.
你讲的话跟神讲的、跟天使讲完全相反的。
Your words are contradicting the words of the angel and the Lord.
那你不逃到山上去，你会死啊？那怎么办呢？你会死的，知道吗
？If you refuse to escape to the mountains, you will surely die.
他就建议天使了。
So he suggested to the angel.
二十节，他说：“天使啊，看呐、啊，你看。”这里有一座城，又小又容易，又近又容易又小，人不是很多。
Look at this city, it is a little one. There's not many people there. It's also nearby.
如果我逃到那边去，我的性命就可以存活啊，我就不用死了。
If I can escape there, please allow my soul to live.
这个城市又小，又说人很小，犯的罪也很小，就算有罪也很小的罪，因为人不多，
so、he was
罪不会很多。
This city is small since there's so few people. There's less sin.
最重要又近嘛，又近，我不用走这么远嘛。
It is also near, so I do not need to travel far.
第三个原因容易嘛，不会很辛苦，很容易就可以到了。
For me to reach there.
如果你上山还要出力，还要爬山，又不能够拿太多行李。
If you go up the mountains, it is very strenuous, and you cannot carry too
many things. 所以神叫给他第二次选择的时候，神叫他到山上，他选择在平原。
The second time the Lord asked him to make a choice, he chose to remain in the plains.
第二次选择。
So this was the second choice he made.
就是不愿意照神的话做，不愿意哦。听从神的话。
He refused to listen to the word and instruction of the Lord.
我们今天的信徒会不会也像罗德这样
？Our members today like Lot.
往山上跑，锡安山跑，往神的山跑，可以救命。
We tell you to run to Mount Zion to receive salvation.
我们说神啊，这样很难呐、啊，我做不到了。
But you say, "Oh Lord, this is too difficult."
我也没有时间呐、啊，我没有时间敬拜你，也没有时间守安息日。
I have no time to worship you or observe the Sabbath.
我更没有时间去做圣工了。
I do not have time to do divine work.
这里很近，我去那边就好。Oh, 那边是哪里？那边还是索多玛的范围，知道吗
？This place is close, but this place is still the land of Sodom.
索尔也是在那个索多玛的范围，它的索。郊外，它的范围里面呢、啊。
So Zoar is still part of Sodom. It is just at its perimeter.
因为刚才在看那个十三章的时候。
Because when we read chapter 13.
看第十节，十三章十节。
Chapter 13, verse 10.
约旦河的全平原直到索尔，就在这个索多玛平原的其中一个部分的地方。
From the plain of Jordan toward Zoar.
所以还是没有真正跑出来喽，还是第二次选择又回到索多玛的范围喽。
When he made his second choice, he was still in the land of Jordan.
你虽然没有住在那个索多玛城市，但是你住在城市的旁的范围啊。
If you're, even though you're not in the city center of Sodom, you are still in its region.
你没有真正的离开这世界，你的心。
Isn't this the same? You have not truly departed from the world.
第一次选择是这样，第二次选择还是这样。
During your first choice, you made a similar decision.
结果你自己看，他住得了吗？他住得平安吗？你自己看。
So could he dwell there in peace?
结果他自己不敢住那边了，跑到山上去躲起来。
In the end, he was too terrified to dwell there and ran to the mountains himself.
早都告诉你了，你不要到那边去，你要到山上去。很早就告诉你了。
The Lord has already told you from the start to go to the mountain.
你知道为什么他不敢住下去，你知道吗
？But why did he not dare?
这个答案由你们自己去想吧。
Please find the answer yourself.
哦，很有趣的，为什么他不敢住下来？天使也没有阻挡他。天使说 ：“OK， 你选择你要去，你去呀、啊、，Go ahead。”
It is very.
天使没有阻挡他，你知道吗？也没有审判他死，你知道吗
？The angels did not. Insist for him to go to the mountain.
天使让他选择，你选择呀。
The angel allowed him to choose.
结果他自己不敢住啊。
But later on, he was too afraid to dwell there.
生命的选择。
Because this is a choice of his life.
不是一般的选择。
This is not any ordinary choice.
这个选择关乎生命的生或死。
Because it concerns our life and death.
唱诗。